You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Up on the program now, we are having a little kororo with Anthony Ritchie, composer and professor of music here at Otago Uni, and we're chatting about the Dunedin Youth Orchestra Young Composers Award, which is a yearly competition for young composers who currently reside in Otago or Southland, and they receive $1,000 in prize money and their winning entry performed by the Dunedin Youth Orchestra at our Semester 2 concert. I am now joined by Anthony. Anthony, how are you today? That's great to hear. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me by phone.
No problem.
Now, the award is actually named after you. So can you explain to us a little bit, what is the Anthony Ritchie Young Composers Award?
Oh, yes. Well, look, it's a prize for young composers. So young music composers writing for the youth orchestra, the Dunedin Youth Orchestra. And it's been going for a wee while. It started out as the Audrey Reed, but then ran out of money, so I decided to sponsor the prize myself. So that's why it's called Anthony Ritchie Composition Prize.
Oh, beautiful. Now, let's get into the winner. Do you want to announce the winner now, or would you like to wait?
Oh, no, look, I don't mind doing that now, and we could talk about it, yeah. So we had a couple of really strong entries this year, but I decided the winner should be Barombo and Gwimble. the names that were given to me anonymously, so it's all done anonymously. I don't know who wrote the music. Mm-hmm. But they are, in actual fact, two members of the orchestra, James Hurley and Grace Shaw.
Oh, lovely. So
it's a collaborative effort this year by those two, which is kind of cool. It's unusual in the classical music world for people to collaborate, but it's becoming a thing now.
Mm. What is the process behind picking the piece for you?
Well, it's, for me, it's looking over the score. They send in a musical score plus a sort of a electronic mock-up of the music. And give a sort of nice program note to it. So I'm looking for a piece that will appeal to young people, that's well written for the capabilities of the young people.
Mm.
But it's also imaginative, you know, it's got some quirky elements, got some nice melodies, and it's generally an interesting piece, you know, to listen to as well. So it's a bit of a mix of both being practical as well as imaginative.
Yeah. Was there an award like this when you first started composing?
They did have other awards, not this particular one, but they did have, I think there was a youth orchestra award in Wellington that you could go in. But there weren't as many, I don't think, as there are now.
Mm. Mm. And why do you think it's important to have a kind of award like this? I mean, you put money towards it, your name's on it, you clearly believe in the kaupapa behind this award.
Yes, I do. Yes, it's it's really important for young, classical trained musicians to have the opportunity to hear their music with real people. It's quite easy these days to, you know, as I say, to mock them up on their computer programs or even on AI or whatever. But to actually have live musicians playing their music's really important, so that's I think it's a good opportunity for that to happen. And by the way, I also encourage the ones that don't win to get their music played either through the Dunedin Symphony Workshop or some other means. So yeah.
Hmm. And going back to what you were just mentioning with AI, is the composition landscape different now? Do you find that it's rapidly changing, and how do young composers engage with AI?
Well, it is changing, and I'm a bit long in the tooth, really, to fully understand it. However, I have listened to a bit of AI music and looked at, and I realise that it's, you know, it's quite easy to get this stuff together on AI. The thing is that it's AI is really just using what already exists in various and mixing it back together again. And so it's not really going to help you develop an individual voice voice or an original sound. So, you know, while I don't mind people dabbling with AI and, you know, trying out things, I think in the end they've got to look to themselves as for their originality, basically.
Yeah, because then you get the pride when your composition is played, right? I mean, and it's completely original and has come from you. What has that been like for you, getting your compositions played? What does it feel like?
Oh, it feels great. Yeah, it's really terrific. You're sort of nervous beforehand because you want it all to work. But it gives you a real buzz. And I think it's also the community of players that you get within the orchestra. You know, there's a whānau sort of feeling about it. And it's so that's really cool. Mm.
With Dunedin in particular and the Dunedin Youth Orchestra, have you seen a lot of support for them in the city in general, kind of outside of just the youth orchestra sphere? Do you see people rallying behind them?
Well, I'd say that the audiences on the whole are bigger than they used to be. You know, the youth orchestra went through a phase when I was first involved in it about 30 years ago, and it struggled for support, you know, but it's grown, and now, you know, there's a healthy number of players. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of string players, and it's big numbers, and the concerts get really, really well supported. So it'd be lovely if there was a big sponsor who could come in and help anyone out there thinking. But
wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah. Because it can always do with more support. You know, classical music is a bit of a minority pursuit, and so we love people to come and appreciate how good it is.
Mm. Yeah. Do you find that there's much crossover with the youth? If they're playing classical music, do they also play, you know, indie music, pop music? Is there crossover there?
Yep, there is. I mean, I know quite a lot of the students, and, you know, what they're listening to is often not classical. It's all sorts of things. And plus, you know, some of them compose songs, you know, and that are in a more contemporary style or whatever, and sometimes bring those elements into their pieces. I mean, the winning piece this time has sort of elements of film music, I'd say, in it. It's quite filmic in places. Yeah, it should be fun for the orchestra to play, I think.
Yeah, so they're playing it at the concert on the 27th of December at Hanover Hall.
Yeah, 27th September, Hanover Hall, that's right. And I'll be conducting this piece. It's called A Question, by the way.
Did they give you any kind of background, any blurb behind the piece, or is it just the music that you get?
No, they have to give a blurb, and this blurb's quite cool, actually. It's quite interesting. It's the question is, have you ever stopped for a second and just let the world pass you by? That's the question.
Oh, lovely.
That's been given. And each of the little, there's four little bits, and each one has a bit of the question sort of attached to it. So it's quite an interesting idea.
Nice. I mean, I'm sure everybody will be stoked to hear it and be able to see it come to life.
Hope so, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me on the program, Anthony. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, that's fine. I've enjoyed it.
Is there anything you'd like to say to Dunedin, or say in particular to young musicians who may be kind of circling the idea of getting into something like a youth orchestra?
Yes, I'd say just go for it. Don't be scared. You know, I mean, we have an audition, but we'll, you know, it's an encouraging organisation to be involved with. It's not. Just get into it, and I'd encourage also the Dunedin people just to come to their concerts. Look out for the publicity.
Exactly. Yeah. Of course, they'll always be on our gig guide as well on Radio 1.
Oh, brilliant!
thank you so much, Anthony. And right, congratulations to the winners.
Yeah, cheers.
That was Anthony Ritchie, composer and professor of music at Otago Uni, announcing the winner of the Young Composers Award with their composition, A Question. That beautiful little blurb. They will be having their composition played at the concert on the 27th of September at Hanover Hall. So keep an eye out for that one. And like Anthony said, get along to the concerts. Support these kids. It's not just about supporting them, which is obviously a great thing, but you get to hear some beautiful classical music at the same time from a different perspective, from a more youthful perspective, shall we say. Up next on the program.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.